Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this Mass for charity, and the communion antiphon is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. We should all be familiar with that part of sacred scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, because it talks about charity and charity being so important to the spiritual life. The communion antiphon says, "So faith, hope, and charity remain these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Faith, hope, and charity remain in the soul that is in the state of grace. But the greatest of these is charity, because charity is the only one of these three that remains in the soul in the state of glory in heaven. Faith passes away, giving way to sight. We see God face to face. Hope passes away because we are now in possession of that of which we hoped for when we're in heaven. But charity remains forever. The degree of charity in our soul with which we die remains the same for all eternity. And you see how the wise man in this world makes this his aim. In fact, this is the whole reason why we're here in this world, is to grow in charity. Growing in charity makes us like God, God who is love. And it makes us the saints that we're meant to be. The Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about the virtue of charity in paragraph 1826 and 1827. Again, citing St. Paul, "If I have not charity, says St. Paul, I am nothing." Okay, that is the truth. We think about the great people of this world, all of their possessions, all of their talents, beauty, and all of the rest. If they don't have supernatural charity in their soul, they are nothing. "Whatever my privilege, service, or even virtue, if I have not charity, I gain nothing." Charity is superior to all of the virtues, the queen of the virtues. "The practice of all the virtues is animated and inspired by charity, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. It is the form of the virtues." Charity ought to enliven, vivify all of the virtues that we practice. It ought to be the motivating force behind everything we do. "It articulates and orders the other virtues among themselves. It is the source and goal of their Christian practice." Now, in the collect for today's Mass for charity, this is what we pray. "Set our hearts aflame, O Lord, with the spirit of your charity, we pray, that we may always think thoughts worthy and pleasing to your majesty, and love you sincerely in our brothers and sisters." Now notice the special mention of thoughts. Okay? Charity in thought. Why is there this special mention of thought? Because our words and our actions flow from our thoughts. Okay, that is which in the depths of our hearts. Okay? And this is why we need to keep guard over our thoughts. And when we notice that we are thinking uncharitably with regard to others, then we should tighten the reins right then and there. Okay, get a hold of ourselves and correct ourselves. But we should always try and think charitable thoughts, having a good will towards others, of seeing in others a brother or sister, okay, son or daughter of God, someone destined for eternal life, someone who can become a saint. These are the charitable thoughts that we should have for everyone. Our Lord says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." So we should try and conform our thoughts to the thoughts of Jesus Christ, who again sees a person and sees them with love, desires their salvation, that they attain heaven and be with God forever in glory. This should be our desire for everyone. Our Lord's thoughts are thoughts of patience with regards to sinners. So our thoughts as well. Okay? We should be patient and understanding with regard to the weaknesses of others. Pope Benedict XIV talks about what heroic charity consists in. And this interests us because we want to arrive at a heroic degree of charity for our neighbor. Benedict XIV says, "Signs of the heroic virtue of charity for one's neighbor are a love for him and his temporal and spiritual good." You see this? Willing the good, temporal and spiritual good. "As for oneself and one's own temporal and spiritual good," loving your neighbor as yourself, "and this being prompt, easy, and joyful when in action, and being present at least in desire when lacking the opportunity to be in effect. Heroic virtue seeks to serve one's neighbor in all his needs, even at the cost of great sacrifice." This is where we want to arrive at. He states that heroic charity for one's neighbor is demonstrated by working hard for the benefit of one's neighbor, correcting those who are in error, bringing those who have gone astray back to the way of salvation, just like our Lord loves his neighbor, and by pardoning injuries, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Doing this promptly, easily, and joyfully, not once or twice, but frequently, especially if the work is arduous. So these are all the signs of heroic charity, which we want to be present in our lives, at least in desire, if we lack the opportunity to put it in practical effect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.